I am a pirate. I didn't used to be a pirate, though. I used to be a stuntman. But what's that mean? Well, let's see. I've been an Indian, a cowboy, a gangster, a drug dealer, a very dead drug dealer, a race car driver, a motorcycle rider, a piloter. I've been lit on fire, thrown off of buildings, hit in the face, kicked in the shin, lit on fire again, thrown from a car, hit by a car, gone through the windshield of a car. Did I say I was lit on fire? And through my career, the biggest question anybody ever asked me, or the one question everybody asked was, what's it like to be on fire? For me, it's sort of like, you don't know. And I never had a great answer. I never really had an answer. How do you explain to somebody what it's like to be on fire? Of course, you don't want anybody to go out and light themselves on fire because it is a trick. But in the same sense, when you're trying to explain it, it's very hard. And then something minor happened to me, and I finally had an explanation for what it's like being on fire. Morphine. If any of you have ever had the opportunity to have morphine, it's a very wonderful drug. But unfortunately for me, it was not under the best of situations because the little minor occurrence I had was cancer. I don't even know when it was, but it was a while ago through my career. And one day, I'm at Sandy Point, and the person who was going to be my wife at the time felt a knot sticking out of my neck. No, the size of a marble that wasn't there the day before. She said, what's that? I said, well, golly, I don't know. But in the back of my head, I knew exactly what it was. My dad went through non-Hodgkin's lymphoma for 14 years when I was growing up, and today he's still kicking it, which is cool. And she says, well, you should go see your doctor. And I said, doctor? Doctor? I'm immortal. I'm a stuntman. I've been lit on fire, thrown off of buildings, thrown out of cars. She goes, you really need to see a doctor. So me not having a doctor, what do I do? I did have health insurance, but I never used it. Never needed to, I guess. So I go through the phone book. I find myself a doctor. I go to the doctor. The doctor does a full exam on me. Asked when the last time I had an exam was. I said, no clue. And he goes, well, you know, that thing out of your neck really concerns me. So I'm going to send you to an ENT, eye, nose, ear, throat guy. So, over the course of a couple weeks, I get an appointment with this guy. I go see him. He decides, I think we should do a biopsy. I said, okay, if you think that's a good idea, sounds good to me. Do the biopsy. A couple weeks later, I get the call. Hey, the results are in. Why don't you come in? And I said, well, can you just tell me over the phone what's going on? And they said, well, why don't you come in? We feel it's better that way. So I go to, So I go to the doctor's office, and the nurse, actually, I get there. And how many times you go to a doctor's office, and they're waiting for you? It's never that way. And I get there, front desk, she goes, oh, Mr. Kip, doctor's waiting for you in his office. So I walk in, and he's sitting in his chair, head down. I sit down, I say, hey, how you doing? He goes, And without saying anything else, he goes, non-Hodgkin's disease is when the cancer starts in your lymph system and then metastasizes for no reason to anywhere else in your body it wants to go. I said, okay. He goes, Hodgkin's disease is when it starts in your lymph system and goes through your entire lymph system, like a subway in New York, until it infiltrates your entire body without anybody really knowing where it is or what's really happening. And I go, okay. And he goes, that's what you have. And I go, so what's that mean? Am I going to die? In my kind of sick stuntman sense of humor. And he kind of like shakes his head like this. And I said, as I lean forward, am I going to die? He goes, I think you need to go see this specialist. And I go, well, I'm going to Athens, Georgia tomorrow. I don't have time to go see this specialist. Well, one thing leads to another. I go to Athens, Georgia. I don't go see the specialist. A friend of mine, who's a nurse, explains to me what Hodgkin's disease really is. At that moment, 48, 64 hours later, I'm like, what am I going to tell my parents? After 4 long years, many surgeries, few bouts of treatments, 4 years go by. I'm through this. A lot of vomiting, a lot of hair loss, bandana to the head. Oh, I'm a pirate now. 4 years go by. I feel I'm safe. I feel good. I look okay, a little weathered. And I think the worst is over. Then the medical bills start coming in. 92% paid by insurance, $55,000 still owed. Bankruptcy. Okay, everything's good now. No. Divorce. Hit you like boom, 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 nail in the coffin. At least that's how it was with me. So here I am, out of work, no career, no house, no job, no money. What do I do? I make hot sauce. And here I am, gratefully, 10 years later, still making hot sauce. And I'm Mick the Pirate. Thank you.